I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. President Biden's visiting a country with which the U.S. was at war for a decade, a half century ago. But now Vietnam's among Asian nations somewhat at odds with the more assertive giant next door, China. Still, Mr. Biden says his visit to Vietnam is not about containing China.
We have an opportunity to strengthen alliances around the world to maintain stability. That's what this trip was all about.
By means of new economic cooperation with Vietnam. Speaking there, Mr. Biden also expressed sorrow and sympathy for Morocco after the recent 6.8 earthquake there. It is now blamed for at least 2,100 deaths.
This is suffering, one resident says. To enter the ancient city and witness the collapsed homes and see people in great pain, it's a painful experience. Another resident whose house is still standing says he fears it's too damaged to be safe. I returned to my house and noticed many cracks in the walls, he says. I can't sleep there.
CBS's Haley Ott. Now, Mr. Biden and his re-election hopes at age 80.
53% of Americans think the job of president is too demanding for someone over the age of 75. And both Republicans and Democrats agree on this.
CBS News survey manager Fred Backus. Convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante still on the loose near Philadelphia, but apparently looking different. Clean-shaven, wearing a hooded sweatshirt, black baseball cap and white shoes.
News of Cavalcante's sighting put residents like Bob Strait on edge.
Just making sure the doors are locked. Every time I leave, making sure the garage doors are closed, the cars are locked.
Officials say Cavalcante is believed to be driving a white Ford Transit van he stole from Bailey's Dairy. They say he shaved his face, but is still wearing his green prison pants.
KYW radio reporter Justin Udo. Hurricane Lee has weakened, but is still a strong Atlantic storm with potential problems along the U.S. East Coast, even if it never comes close to shore.
It is still going to cause a couple of problems for the United States that everybody needs to be aware of. Large waves and dangerous rip currents. And that's going to happen certainly as the week goes on and the storm gets closer. Could also see a little bit of coastal flooding depending where it comes.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson on the Health Watch 3 years after the height of the coronavirus pandemic.
If you're like a lot of people, you may have old COVID kits stashed away from earlier infectious days. But health officials say it's important to check to make sure they're not expired. If they are, you can't trust the results. Extreme heat can also affect outcomes. At-home tests also work best when you use them in an environment that's between about 59 and 86 degrees Fahrenheit.
That is CBS News correspondent Deborah Rodriguez, and this is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs of low around 72 this afternoon under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 54. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 66. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 65.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
We'll be right back. between you and me. Why don't you squeeze me, squeeze me, instead of squeezing your accordion? Oh, honey, please me, squeeze me. I need it more than your accordion. You know I love your music, but before you begin your begin, make my heart lighter and please squeeze me tighter.
Roger Bright and the band kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party with your host Tim Hubbelt, the polka guy. Lots of good tunes on the way this morning. About time we get a little bit of a break from the heat, don't you think? Yeah. We're going to continue playing some good music, bring you some fair weather tunes here. Oh, let's see. We have the Bill Thull Orchestra there from the Keewaskum area. This is an older recording of theirs, and we're going to do a beer, a sandwich, and you, dear.
Thank you.
Eddie Bozancic and the Boys and Talk Back Trembling Lips. From the album from Don Fleury and his band. Don Fleury has now passed on to Polka Heaven quite a few years back, but he had a country favorite album here, and he's going to play a tune called The Bubbles in My Beer. And he did all these recordings in his own little studio, and he was quite popular. I mean, he was out there really plugging and pushing, and it's just sad. All these people are going to Polka Heaven. So let's spin this one, Bubbles in My Beer.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
And welcome back to the Polka Party Variety Show with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy. And we just had a tune this last set with Don Fleury and his band with Chet Zurich on the vocal. Chet Zurich, he was Ferd Bischel's band. He was a singer in Louis Bischel's band. He was around for quite a long time. So we'll do one more here, another little kind of a Texas tune, and it's Play That Texas Music. You bet.
Cowboy dance. music called the Savage Beast. He's a big old boy, at the very least. He'll get over her someday, but until then, stay out of his way. Let the cowboy dance, let him dance all night. Maybe he won't fuss, maybe he won't fight. It's our only hope, it's our only chance. Well, clear the floor, boys, and let the cowboy dance. Well, clear the floor, boys, and let the cowboy dance.
Gary's Ridgeland Dutchman. Mm-hmm. And let the cowboy dance. Well, we're going to go back a couple of weeks here to that Meisner Fest that was at the Schwabenhof in Menominee Falls, a celebration of life for Steve Meisner. And Don Hunjady had really worked hard to put this thing together and getting all these musicians from all over the country to come and play. And he had put together the legendary Meisner Band, and they're going to play a nice song for us here. In fact, one that Steve had written, and I'll let Hunjady introduce.
We're going to start with something Steve had on the Meisner Time recording. His son Austin said, "Dad, this would make a great polka," and it does. It's called Sweet Jenny Lee.
One, two.
She's got that circle, something in her style. She's got a bit of heaven in her smile. And promised me that she'd say yes to me. That's good enough for me, sweet Jenny.
sweet Jenny Lee. Here's one that Steve wrote. It was the first polka I believe Steve ever wrote. He was definitely a teenager when he wrote it. It's called Pee-wee's Polka.
Pee-wee's Polka.
Yeah, written by Steve Meisner. It's called Pee-wee's Polka.
Yeah. So that was quite an event. I tell you what, they had two big Lamer buses coming in there, and must have been at least 800 people, 500 people or better had showed up for that event. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, let's see. We have Gary's Ridgeland Dutchman Band up once again. A tune I haven't played now for quite some time, and I used to get quite a few requests for this one, and I still like it. It's called Footsteps Walking With Me.
But every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. I'll never walk in life alone, there'll always be someone there. I know he won't let me down, he's with me everywhere. The special things in life I've done have been through him and his love. I've been blessed in so many ways, thanks to the Lord above. Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away.
sure where to go. But that's when I follow his lead. I know the pathway that he shows will help me to succeed. Footsteps walking with me, those footsteps I cannot see. But every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away.
Oh, a song called Footsteps. All right, with that, we're going to take a little station break right now, and we will be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show on the new WFHR. That is 97.5 FM, AM 1320, as always. And I am Tim Hubbelt, the Polka Guy. Be right back.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
Well, my wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Crockett Septic. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Crockett Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Are you a Polkaholic? Well, here's Gordy Hartman to tell you about it. If you are
a Polkaholic, I need a polka every day.
just idolize. When you look at me, my heart begins to float. It starts rocking and rolling like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any gal like you.
Hey, that's Gordy Hartman and his band, Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey, and a Polkaholic. Yeah, I think we are Polkaholics. We have an album here from Tom Brusky just put out, and it's been out for a little while, at least since last summer, fall. Escape to Polka Paradise, featuring Molly B., and we also have Steve Meisner on here, and let me see who else has been playing on this thing here. Of course, Tom, and let's see, who else do I see on here? It's so tiny I can't read it, but that's okay. They're all good musicians, trust me. We're going to do a tune here called The Northern Wisconsin Woods, Waltz Time.
Soon the heavens will be starlit. I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
And you heard all the youth votes going to turn out and make a difference.
Abortion, climate, gerrymandered maps. Those three things matter to young people.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party. Our final segment is here. About 7 minutes left in our program. And Steve Meisner, on his Jammin' Polkas album, had put this song on there called Blue Island. However, I do now have it by Neil Zunker and the Music Connection. So let's hear their version of Blue Island.
Tropics up with palm trees swaying, sea breezes saying, come and join the people playing and have some fun. You'll always find a few romances with just one or two quick glances. Cause on Blue Island, where girls and guys land, you'll find a tropic
We're going to let the Music Connection take us out of the program today with Sugarbush And thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll do this again next week right here on the new WFHR FM 97.5 AM 1320. Thanks for joining us today. We'll do this again. Lots of your favorite tunes always. Here we go.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.